Okay, we're on Chaf Gimel today. So we're beginning about 8 lines down on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph 23a. So it says, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi hablei nidra l'meishra. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi had a neder and he wanted to be matir the neder. So atel kamayu d'rabanan, he came before the Chafamim. So Amrule, they said to him, Nadar the dait the hafi. Did you make the neder? Did you realize X would occur, you know, with this neder? So Amar Lehu, Amar Lehuin. He said, yeah, I realized that. In other words, they're trying to find a petach for him. So petach is the person didn't realize everything that would take place with this neder, but he said he realized that. So he said, Nadarta Daita Hachi, did you realize, you know, why it would take place? Amar Lehuin. He said, I realized that as well. Kamazinin. They did it several times. They're going A, B, C, D, E, F, G. So now here, some, if you look earlier, we had in parentheses on line 2 to 4, Lishna Acharina, some put it in here that he says that Bahamun Stari Rabbanan Yishimsha Tulum Tulu Shimsha. The Chamim were very distressed. They were going from the sun to the Shay, the Shay to the Shun, the sun. So back in the Gemara, came in the Chaza who Katsara to have the Bitstare Rabbanan. Now, a certain laundry man, he saw the rabbis were so distressed. Machi b'uchla de katre. So he struck Rabbi Shmuel b'uchla de katre. So the article translated as like the laundryman sprinkler. So Rashi in Masechet Shabbat says it sounds like a bowl with holes with perforations in it. So Rashi either says like they would put water in it and then the water would sprinkle on the clothes, or they would use it like an inverted bowl and then they would burn like the fragrances in it to, in other words, give a fragrant odor to the clothes. Or the other shot is, and this I think was brought down the Shittim Kibetzet, or I cited from the Shittim Kibetzet, that it doesn't mean a bowl, but it means like a perforated plank, and they would leave the clothes on there to dry. But whatever the object is, he struck Rabbi Shmuel with the objects. So he says, Amar, Adaiti the Machili Katar Lo Nadri. He says, this I never realized. I never realized that as a result of this matter, I'm going to get struck with this. With this laundryman sprinkler or bowl or the board, whatever it is, the shariyah lenafshe. So he was mocked here for himself. So again, following the malach we said before, meaning he found the grounds where the chachamim could be mocked here's neder. I didn't realize he's going to be in a situation like this where, you know, I'm going to go to the chachamim and going to get struck with this board. So Amarli Rabachami Difti the Rabina. So Rabachami Difti said to Rabina, Hai Nolad Hu, he says, Dilomasik Daiti the Machile Katsara. That's really a case of Nolad. Now, again, it means when we say that you can be matched the neder based on a petach, it means based on facts that were in existence at the time made the neder, or reasonably anticipated the situation. But he says this is really nola, not something that one could reasonably anticipate, and it's not a ground to be matched to the neder. He says, but Tanina, we learn in the Mishnah later on, in Pokan Lobadola. Let's look at the Mishnah later on. So I'm going to switch to Samach Dalad now. So if you have a Gemara in front of you, fine. If you're doing the art school, you probably won't have it in front of you. But on 64A, Samach Dalan Amin Aleph, oh, you don't have a Gemara. Maybe you want to get a Gemara. Okay, so Samach Dalan Amin Aleph. So all right, let me wait till Yosef gets his Gemara, and then we'll be. Okay, Samach Dalan. So it says in the Mishnah there, it's around line 8, he says, V'odamar Reb Lezer. And Reb Lezer says, Potim Nolad. That we can use Nolad as a basis to vacate the Neder. And the Chachamim Aser. So Ketzad, so what would be an example of Nolad, the Tanah Mishnah is saying? You have the place Shashan asked. Samach Dalet, line 8 in the Mishnah. Yeah, you have it? You see the Aleph in parentheses? It's 4 lines below that, okay? Okay, Ketzad, Amar Konam, it should be She'eni Nene L'ish Ploni. So if a person, Konam is a Lashon Korban, in other words, like it should be prohibited to be like a Korban, I'm not going to get to lose. Reuven says concerning Shimon, I'm not going to get any benefit from Shimon. Vinasa Sofer, and then lo and behold, Shimon becomes local Sofer, like the scribe, or he's like the local Talmud Chacham, because another pshat. Oh, Shema, see it, Beno. Or Shimon is marrying off his daughter. It's like everybody's having a big wedding party. But Amar, and Reuven says, I went to Samach Dalet tonight, but I'm going to be back on our daf in a minute, Mayor. So the Amar, either way you do day, should not so fair, or should I say, but no, the Karov, though you didn't know there. He said, had I realized these events, I would never have made the netter. So that's an example of Nolad. There was, I could not anticipate
that he was going to become the sole heir. I couldn't anticipate he's going to marry off his son. That's no lot, and that's not grounds to vacate it. So here the Gemara wants to say the same thing. The fact this guy takes a whack at him, who can anticipate that? That's no lot. So how could he be Matir Neder based on that? So we're on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph Meir, okay? We're three lines above where it gets wide. Do you have the place? Okay, so he says, so Amar Le, so Ravina says back to Ravachami Difday, I love Nolad who? He says, that's not Nolad. So there's different pshatim, but one pshat that's in the Nemuke Yosef said, there are a lot of people who have no compunctions about, you know, striking, you know, hitting chachamim who are giving, in other words, hitting people him, like people who looking for pretext to strike the Talmid Chacham. So here, like Rabbi Shmuel, he had kind of caused a lot of distress to the Talmid Chachamim. So it's not so unforeseeable that, you know, a lot of, like, the times we're living in, there are a lot of apikure who will, you know, strike a Talmid Chacham, you know, for any pretext. So it's a pretext. So it's not so nolad. It's not so unforeseeable. That's what the Gemara is saying. Okay? All right. Any questions, comments? The question was, we thought it's nolad. The answer is not nolad, because we live in times when there are people who, you know, they're looking for a pretext to strike a Talmid Chacham, and you gave them the pretext. So with the pretext, it's not so nolad.
The one that got
hit. Right. In other words, he gave, by doing that, he gave a pretext for this apikori, like the apikoris or the half-critic people, to strike him, because they're looking for a pretext to strike the Talmud Chacham. Okay?
Didn't they use Nola to keep his father-in-law?
So, you mean with Kalba Savua? If you would realize that he would be a Talmid Chacham, so does the Gemara say that's Nolad over there? Did you see this question somewhere?
No.
Yeah. So just to review for you, so we're saying that if somebody's Nolad, something you could not anticipate, then that's not a basis for being Matir the Neder. So Yosef's asking with Rabbi Akiva that his father-in-law made a Neder, that he wouldn't have anything. And no, but they said to him, if you realized that he would have any learning, would you have made it? And he said, no. Yeah, I need to look at the Mefarshim over there. I need to look at the Mefarshim, that's what it's Taluyan. Is it so unforeseeable that a person would get learning? So I need to look over there. But it sounds like something that the Mefarshim must speak about, because it seems like too obvious an issue. Bli Neder, as we say. Okay, now. Okay, yeah, what's up here, Josh?
I thought so because it's not a nolad, then you can hatar.
Right, you can't get a hatar sindarim.
Okay. I thought that was the whole point, was that you foresee something and you can't foresee something.
No, let's go. Okay, it means like this. If at the time the person made the neder, there were facts in existence or, like, you know, reasonably likely to occur, And had he thought it over, he wouldn't have made the neder. That's the petach. But something which is unforeseeable, that's not a basis to vacate the neder. So that's what we're saying. So we thought initially that this is something totally unanticipated. So it doesn't make a difference. It's not going to matter. Then we're saying, no, he could anticipate it, because we live in times, or they were living in times, when there were people looking for any pretext to, like, strike the Talmud Chacham. Okay, let's go further in the Gemara, and then we'll pause in a few more lines. Okay, so we're two lines above where it gets wide on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. So Debitu d'Abaye, Abaye's wife, Havalahi Barata, she had a daughter. It means it was Rabbi's stepdaughter. Hu Amar L'Krivoi. So Abaye wanted the stepdaughter to marry one of his relatives on his side. Hi Amar L'Kriva, and she wanted the daughter to marry one of her relatives. Amar law, so Abaye says to the wife, Tzra Hana Tiala, that you should be prohibited in getting any Hana, I would say, for my property. He says, Avart Adatoi, if you don't follow what my preferences are. So in other words, if you're not going to marry her
to a member of my family, then you're subject to that. Uminsava la lakriba. And excuse me, Yavar Tatai Uminsava la lakriba. In other words, you'll be mudar hana from me if you marry if your daughter marries one of your relatives. Azat va'abar da'ate, so she the wife didn't follow what Abaye said. Ben sabal the kriba, and she married the daughter off to one of her relatives. So now he's up a pickle, right? Now he's got this netter. Now the wife not good for a marital situation. So atv kamed Rabbi Yosef. So Abaye came for Rabbi Yosef. You know Abaye was the talmid of Rabbi Yosef. Amar lay. So Rabbi Yosef said to him, if you would realize that she would not follow your advice and marry one of her relatives, would you have made the neder? So Amar Lo, he said, no, I never would have made the neder then. So Rav Yosef was matir the neder. So the Gemara says, Umishari ki agavna, is that grounds to be matir neder? He says, in. The Gemara says, yes. Bahatanya, we learned in the Braisa. There was an incident with, let's say, Yaakov and Rachel. And Yaakov uttered a neder against his wife that if she makes a lila regal, he can't get any hana from his property. And she didn't follow his advice, and she made a lila regal. So he, the person, in my example, Yaakov, came for the time of Rabbi Yossi. Amarlo, Rabbi Yossi said to him, if you would realize that she would not follow your advice and she would make a lila regel, would have you made the neder? So Amar Lolo, he said, no. And Rabbi Yossi was back to the neder. Okay, wait, let's just wait a few minutes and then we'll talk. Now, okay. All right, let me just do some rounds, and then we'll pause, and we'll open it up. So I'll pick up the rounds. He says on line the sixth narrow line, Umishari Hachi. Now Umishari Hachi is going back in the Gemara. Where is it? The fourth wide line in the Gemara. This is Umishari Ki Hai Gav. Is that it? Umishari Hachi. Umishari Gav. No, right. So this is if you would realize that making the net this way. So Kolomar, Mishar L'Ptoch Petach, Sheneder Mochiach Hefach Me'Oto Petach. I didn't say right. One second. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So in other words, so again, Abaye makes this neder that if the wife marries off her daughter to somebody from her family, then the neder is invoked. That's what Abaye's neder was. So the Gemara says, "Umishari hachi," is that a permissible? And so Rabbi Yosef said to Abaye, if you would realize that she would do this, you know, would you have made the neder? He says, no. So umishari hachi, is that a proper grounds? Kolomar, mishari tok petach shaneder mochiach hefech. You know, topeta. In other words, that's just the whole point of the netter, that I don't want her to marry the daughter to the other family. And then she does it. That's the petach. That was it. So is that a ground? In Batani Masabat. So in that is grounds. We learn the Braisa. Alma Pilki. So we see even on these grounds we could be the petach. Bim Tomar Umaimat Mihinan Meikara Umishari Hachi. Says you could ask what is the Gemara's question? Is this mutar? In other words, so now the Ron is asking. In the Mishnah we spoke about nidrei zirusin. Remember the people who made a darim like to with the business deal. Remember where the seller wanted to sell something for 4 dinarim and the buyer only for 2, and the seller makes an eder, you know, that he's going to be subject to a konam if he sells it for less than 4 dinarim, and the buyer makes an eder he's going to be subject to a konam if he sells it for more than 2. So neither one meant anything. It was just to motivate the other one to act in a certain way. So he says, why is this neder any different than nidrei zeruzin? Adraba yelu lamar shenena mutar me'lav kanach manitin. So the Ran says it should be, you shouldn't even need hataras nedarim. In other words, that he just, you know, maybe didn't mean that the wife would ever be subject to the neder. So he says, yishlomar lo dami. not comparable. The Nidre is Yerusalem and Ethan, and Kivalibo Shavin, Shalmoker, Velo Shalokea Shavin. In other words, that what they're thinking and what they're saying don't match up in the Mishnah. In other words, you need Kivalibo Shavin, that his heart, means his mind, and his mouth are on the same page. Here, the mouth is saying one thing, the heart is thinking something else in the Mishnah. He says, Shalulam, Lo Yadato Shalmoker, Shalipot Menasela. The seller never intended that he should never go off for Zuzim. In other words, he really wants to do a deal three Zuzim. He says, and the buyer never thought, I'm going to stay at Tushkalim. Therefore, it's permissible. So neither one ever meant, and it was, remember we said in the Ran, it was Muchach, that everybody knows they never meant it. Here, he intends that the wife should be subject to the netter if she violates it. It's not called Nidrei Zeruzin. In other words, means in the Mishnah, they both intend to do a deal of three dinarim. That's what they both intend. They say one thing, but they mean something else. Here, Abai intends that the daughter should not marry anybody in her family. She should marry somebody in his family. But the petach is, if he would have known that she would not follow through, then he never would have issued the neder. In other words, in Achidami, that's what he wants. I don't want her to marry anybody in her family, and I'm making this neder. But had I known that she was going to violate it, I never would have made the neder. We're in the run, eight lines above where it gets wide. He says, that if the Moker and Lokeach, they insist that no, they did mean it. The Moker says, I meant I'm not selling for less than four Zuzim. And the buyer says, no, I meant I'm not paying more than two Zuzim. Chal Nidrayu, then the netter is Chal. He says, Uchimuchach B'Yerushalmi. El De'efshar Sha'apam Amidin, Hokin Petak Lamar, Yidoy Yideyash Lokeach, Loyitain Bosela. But even there, in other words, Nidrei Zeruzin is a dead letter from the get-go. But he says, even when they're Mamid Debrahim, there is a petach we could use and say to the seller, if you would realize that the buyer would never pay for his sellers for Zuzim, never pay for Zuzim, Kulmi Yitino there, would you still make the netter? Imamar Lav Matirnoto. In other words, so if he said no, in other words, so the same idea, in other words, he says it's not comparable our case to the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah, they never meant it from the get go. But if there is a case in the Mishnah where they could mean it, the buyer meant not less than four, and with the seller meant not less than four, and the buyer meant not more than two. But even that's a case of ma'amidin. No, we need it, so it's a netter. But even there, it's a petach. We could say to the buyer, had you realized that the seller, the buyer was, we could say to the seller, had you realized that the buyer was never going to come off the two slime, which we made the netter? And he says, no. We have Kim and Hakob. The Im Tomar, two lines before he gets wide. Do you have the place, Mayor, in the Ran? Okay. Bim Tomar, you have it or not? Yes. Bim Tomar, my shname erotz shil chal kaver etzlo. So he says, why is this different from a case in the next Mishnah that, you know, Reuben wants Shimon to have a meal with him, Uma diro, and then he issues a neder. He says, unless you have the meal with me, you know, you're going to be subject to the neder, prohibited from getting better for my property. Damer Blazer ben Yaakov dinidrei zirusin havu. So the Tanur of Lezer ben Yaakov says that's also like a motivational netter, which is not enforceable. Over there, his heart and his mouth is on the same page. In other words, he wants his friend. In other words, in the Mishnah, they're not saying the same thing that they're thinking. Mishnah, like the seller, is saying four Zuzim, but he's thinking three. The buyer is saying two Zuzim, but he's thinking three. So they're not on the same page. But here, in the Gemara with Abaye, he meant, I don't want my stepdaughter to marry your family. I want to marry my family. He means it. And here also, he's saying, like, with the person he wants, he has a guest. He wants the guest to eat in his house. And he says, if he doesn't come, there's substance netter. But people hati amina nidrei zeruzin habu b'sharo memela. There, we say it isn't nidrei zeruzin. But Ron is trying to dice it out. So yesh lomar dodam, it's not comparable. The ilu hatam ani mochiach mitoko shel zeruz. In other words, over there, in other words, from the whole, you know, if you look at the whole panoply of the facts, he's just trying to motivate the friend to eat with him. He says, he's upset. He doesn't want that daughter to marry somebody else. Mitzvah l'adbitu l'kriva, body flamim or dafi. No, he meant it that way. V'lav l'zruz ba'almi. It didn't just motivational. Shuv hachav shitlon tzrich petach. V'neder batel milav. Ad rabba matbin heich charin le'bahay petcha. Okay, so he's saying like this, that Nidrei Zeruzin means, everybody understands, I don't mean this literally, that's Nidrei Zeruzin. So you have to judge each case under the facts and the circumstances. That's Nidrei Zeruzin. I'm just trying to motivate you to do something, but I don't mean that anything should happen with this. But here, in this case with Abaye, he meant, I don't want that wife to, your daughter, to marry somebody from that side of the family. I want to marry my family. So there we need to be back to the nether, and we're going to have a petach, and the petach would be, if you realize that they were going to violate what you made us. No, that's it. All right, any questions, comments, thoughts? Okay, let's go on. Okay, welcome, Michael. All right, let me just, somebody asked, they'd like to see who's here. Show around. Okay, yeah. All right, I hope you're happy, Ruth, if you're there. Okay, all right, let me back to the door. Okay, we're up to the next Mishnah. Okay, now, this next Mishnah relates to Kol Nidre that we recite on Yom Kippur. And so I'm going to go through the Gemara, and then we'll spend time talking about Kol Nidre. Okay, so we'll take it through. So four lines from the bottom on Gimel Min Aleph, Manitin, and this we just did a moment ago in the Ram. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Amir, again, we're talking about Nidrei Zeruzin. Nidrei Zeruzin, as we said, are Nidarim that don't even need Hatar Nidarim, because this Pivalibo are not Shava. It's mouth and it's heart are not on the same page. And it's Mukha. Everybody understands that. So Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Amir, Afarotzala Dir Chaveiro Sheu Chalitzlo, he says that, now, we don't know what this means, but I'm going to explain it based on the Maskana, that even if Ruve Mesa Neder, that in other words, Reuven wants Shimon to eat in his house. He says, unless you come to eat a meal at my house, I'm going to be so upset with you, so I'm making a nether, you can't get any hana from my property. That's what he says. So Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says, that's also an example of Nidrei Zeruzin. I don't mean it. I'm just trying to get him, motivate him to come to my house. That's all I really want. We'll see in a minute. So we don't understand this Mishnah. I'm going to read the Mishnah now, and then I'll explain, though. So he says, now we have Yomar Lo, but the Bach says, Yomar, he should say, Kol Neder Shani Atili Dor, any Neder that I would make in the future, Hu Batel, it's nullified, I make this declaration, Uvachi Zachur B'Shana Neder, provided that at the time he makes the Neder, he remembers that Tanai, and we'll talk about more of that as well. So we don't know this now, but Yomar is going to say that it's like Chisuri Master of Ahachi Katani. It's as if there are words missing in the Mishnah. And so the Mishnah has two dinim. In other words, the first din is the Nidrei Zeruzin. And then the second halacha is that that if a person doesn't want his Nadarim to be foul during the year, so before Rosh Hashanah, he should get up and say that any Neder I make during the year should be Batel Levutal. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Two different dinim. All right? But we don't understand this right now. And the Gemara itself thinks initially it's one halacha, that it's just the person inviting the guest to the house, and he makes the neder, and then we think the Tana of the Mishnah is saying that he should say that any neder I make should be batel, provided he remembers the neder, shasa neder. So the Gemara says two lines from the bottom, v'kevan da'amar kol neder sh'atid l'dor yehi batel. So the Gemara is thinking that the host is saying this, and the guest hears everything, and he's saying that, in other words, he makes the neder, but he says that any neder that I make is batel. So once he hears that, lo shama le lo ati bade, so he's never going to come to the house, because it's nothing. So turn page. So the on top line of Chafimul and Beis. So Chisuri Master Bahatitani. So the Gemara says, it's as if there are words missing from the Mishnah, and this is the way we should understand the Mishnah. I've said this in the past, that Tiferes Yisrael says in, I think, one Masechta, maybe Erechin, he says that he thinks maybe that they had a melody to all the Mishnayot and Brises, and then, you know, with some words, the melody would fit in. So they would leave words out to help with the memory. So he says, and a person wants, Reuven wants Shimon to eat a meal with him, and Shimon keeps refusing his invitations. So as a result of that, Reuven issues a neder. This is it. You know, you come to my meal for lunch tomorrow, or else. He says, and then, Nidrei Zeruzin. So the Tana Mishnah is saying that's another example of Nidrei Zeruzin, which we spoke about previously. He says,
And then a second halakha, if a person does not want his nedarim to have validity during the year, ya'amod barosh hashanah, he should get up, here it says on Rosh Hashanah, yomar, kol neder shani atid lidor, any neder that I will make in the future, yehi batel, will be null and void. I clear I want it to be null and void. Uvilvad, shehi zachur b'shana neder, provided that at the time that he makes the neder during the year, he remembers that tonight. That's what we think the shot is. So the Gemara says, Izahur, akre le tanai, b'kayim le nidre. So the Gemara says, tum faker, just the opposite. In other words, if I remember the tanai and I make this neder, so a person could always uproot his tanai. I'm not bound by anything. So that's just the opposite. If I remember the tanai and I make the neder, so then I'm overriding the tanai. So the neder would be chal. So it doesn't make sense. So Amar Abaye, line 8. So Amar Abaye, Tani. So Abaye says we should learn the Mishnah or understand the Mishnah. Just the opposite. In other words, he makes the stipulation at the beginning of the year that any nedar he makes is zero. Then if he makes a nedar during the year and he doesn't remember, he's not conscious of that tanai he made at the beginning of the year, so then that'll nullify the nedar. But if I remember the tanai and I'm thinking to myself, I don't care that much tanai, then he's cooked, then his goose is cooked. Then it is a valid nedar. So now, okay, just one minute. Let's be patient. I will get it. Okay, Now this is going to be halakha lemaisa. So this answer of Abaye will be halakha lemaisa. But let me just do Rava. Let me go to the bottom of the Amud, and then we'll talk some things about Kol Nidre, and we'll see some things hopefully in the Rush. And let me see if I have Rush here. We have Rush here. Yeah. No, I don't want that Rush. I want this Rush. Okay. So you know what? For the coming Gemara, you'll need Gemara. You have a Gemara. Okay. I think you're going to need a Gemara soon. Okay. And Mayor, you're going to need a Gemara also soon. Okay. So let's see further in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, on line 8, so Rava Amar, the Olam Kedamina Mikar, Rava says no. In other words, Rava doesn't like it, the fact that Abaye is changing like the text of the Mishnah. In other words, the Mishnah says, Uvavachi is a poor Peshana Neder. The Mishnah says, provided he remembers the stipulation on the Neder. But the way Abaye is learning is Uvavachaloya is a poor, that he doesn't remember the stipulation on the Neder. So Rava agrees with Abaye is Halakha, but he does not agree that he wants to shot the Mishnah this way. And I think that's the way the article said it. So he says here, so Rav Amar, the Olam Kedirin Meikara, Hakam Mayaskinan, Don Shehitna Barosh Hashanah, Belo Yadaba Mehitna. The case in the Mishnah that is alluding to a case where he made a stipulation at the beginning of the year, but doesn't remember what the stipulation was. Meaning, he either, the way the Ran has it, he made a stipulation, let's say, that any Nadarim I make, you know, vis-a-vis wine should be null and void. Or maybe he made it concerning bread, but he doesn't remember which one. But he knows he made a stipulation concerning one of them. He says, but he doesn't remember. And now he makes a neder, let's say, concerning wine. Izachur b'shara neder, yamar, al-dad ha-rishon anino there, nidri lepe mamasha. He says, if at the time he makes the neder, He remembers that he made some stipulation at the beginning of the year, and he says, I want this neder to be in conformity with whatever stipulation I made at the beginning of the year, and then at the beginning of the year he made a neder concerning wine, so then the neder is batel. Lo amar al dada rishonim yo there, but if he didn't say, I want this to be in accordance with my original stipulation, akre the tanai, then in effect he's okre the tanai, bekin the nidre, and he's sustaining the neder. Okay, let's just keep some Ran, and we'll talk about it in a minute. Okay, let's look at the fourth white line in the Ran upstairs in the right hand column. Izachur b'shana neder akre letznoi. Okay, actually, let me do the previous one, the second line. Barosu shli coming to the Rav Chulei klomar hashtatani din achrina. Now the Tana teaches me a different din. Barosu shli coming to the Rav yamog rosh shana biyamar v'chulei. The second thing is, if a person doesn't want his nedarim to be sustained, he should get up on Rosh Hashanah and make this following proclamation. One second.
Okay. Give me 1 minute. Wait. I want to quote a different part here. Okay. I'm sorry. Make it downstairs, the first wide line downstairs in the Ram. Okay. The first wide line. Rava Mark on sheet number of Shana Loyidami Mahitna. Rava Lo Akil Flugilaid Abaye. Right. So Rava is not coming to be cholek with Abaye. The Modahu, the Choshenu Zocher Tano Klal, B'Shat Nidro, Aneder Batel. Rava agrees that if he doesn't remember the Tanai at the time of the Neder, in other words, he made a Tanai, I want all my Nidarim to be Batel. And then he doesn't remember the Tanai when he makes the Neder. Rava agrees with Abaye, the Neder is Batel. But he doesn't like permissioning the language in the Mishnah. So Rav is coming to give a pshat that works with the language in the Mishnah the way we have it, that he remembers it tonight. So he's saying two dinim, Rav is. He says like Abaye, if he doesn't remember the Tanai, so the net is back there. That's fine. That they're both on the same page. Aval in huzocher kitzatanao, but if he remembers a little bit of the Tanai, aval lo gabi, not completely, kagon shitnaba Rosh Hashanah, he made a Tanai at the beginning of the year, v'lo yadami ma hitnai, he doesn't know what the Tanai was. Kolomar shitnal davar miyuchad, he made a Tanai concerning a specific item, v'inu zocher ima pada wal yayin. In other words, he knows he made a Tanai either concerning bread or wine, that any neder I make, either concerning the wine, should have no validity, or for the bread, I don't know which one. Okay, I'd say that, and similar to that. About Zocherhu Shitna Bechi Haigavna, he Amar Al Dat Rishon Ani Oseh, Klomar Shemitchila Hitneti Al Neder Zeshi Batel, Gamachav Ani Roseshi Hei Batel. He says, so in other words, on Rosh Hashanah, he says, he makes a Tanai. He doesn't remember what it is, but maybe let's say the Tanai was any neder I make concerning wine should be batel. And maybe he's got problems like, you know, an alcoholic or something like that. He doesn't want to, you know, like people, you know, want to block one. So that's what he said. But then afterwards, he doesn't remember whether it was wine or bread. Then later on, he makes a neder, you know, concerning wine. He makes a letter concerning wine. So, but he doesn't, but he didn't remember what the original neder was, but he remembered that he made a neder. But he says at that time that this neder should be in conformity with my original stipulation. The nizkar karkak, and then he remembers a day, a week later, and now I remember my tanai. My tanai was any neder concerning wine is a nullity. He says, sha'al dabar zishnadar, akshav hitnabit chilu batel nidre lo itbe mamasha. So then that neder has no mamashas to it. In other words, so you see what he's getting is the mission says, he says, uvachi he's a chur b'shat ha-neder, that he should remember at the time of the neder. So here, where the Ran has pshat within Rava, that he remembers at the time of the neder that he made the tzai, but he's adopting it. And then he says, lo amar al dat rishon ani oseh, but if he didn't say, I'm doing this in conformity with my original stipulation, bakle the tzai, so then the tzai is out the window, bikimi the nidre, and the neder has full force and effect. The kemish is a chur b'shat ha-neder shitnah, since he remembered at the time of the neder that he made it tonight, he doesn't know what it was. In other words, so if he wanted to maintain the tonight, he shouldn't have made the neder without any specification. So if at the time of the neder he says, I want this neder to conform to my tonight that I made on Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't remember for sure at that time. So then the neder is subject to that tanai. And if the tanai, then he remembers a week later, the tanai was concerning wine, then the neder is out the door. The neder is out the door. Okay? Now, all right. Now, let me talk a little bit about what's that. Okay, first of all, let me just summarize. Then we'll take questions. Then we'll talk about Kol Nidre. Okay? So the basic idea, we learned two dinim in the Mishnah. One is the one that we're not focusing on so much, is that we're talking about Nidre Zeruzin. Nidre Zeruzin, the key is Piv Velibo Enam Shavim. There was his heart and his mind have to be in the same place. So just like with the seller that was puffing and the buyer that was puffing in the marketplace, so it's Nidre Zeruzin. So too with the fellow, he wants the fellow to be his guest in his home. He makes his neder, but everybody understands he doesn't really mean it. That's Nidre Zeruzin. Then the Tana Mishnah says something else. He says if a person, you know, doesn't want his nedarim to be chal during the year, so he should make that stipulation at the beginning of the year. And then there were two lashonos in the Gemara. According to Abaye, is uvad
Shlo Yehizakur. In other words, that he doesn't remember his Tanai when he makes the Neder, so then it'll be Chal. But Rabbah doesn't like that whole Shtickle Torah, so Rabbah has a way to explain the Mishnah that he does remember the Tanai, but he adopts the Tanai. But Rabbah agrees with Rabbi's Halakha. Rabbah agrees with the Rabbi's Halakha. Okay, let me still talk. Any questions so far? Very good. So the simple halacha is that if you make a Tanai at the beginning of the year, so if you don't remember that Tanai, then the Tanai will be Mabakil the Neder. But if you remember it, then you're overriding it. That's the assumption of law. In other words, if I remember that I made the Tanai, but I still choose to make the Neder, I'm overriding Tanai. Unless I say, like Ron had this case where he didn't remember what the stipulation was, and he says, whatever the stipulation was, I want the Neder to be in conformity with it, then it's there. But otherwise, it means you're overriding it. Wow.
Do you need a petach to override it?
No. Well, you're giving a different case. In other words, we want a case which fits in with the words of the Mishnah. The words of the Mishnah are Uvach Yehizachur B'Shana Neder, that provided he remembers at the time of the Neder, he remembers the stipulation. Then under those circumstances, the stipulation survives. You're giving me an example of the stipulation does not survive, right? So we want it where it does survive. Okay, let me just talk a little bit about Kol Nidre. Okay, 1 second. Now,
is the stipulation, does it have a legal equivalence to a neder? Or it's
it's a modah. Like we, after Hataras and Darim, there's a modah, a notification. You say, I don't want any mind in Darim. Tichal. All right, you know what? Let me do the Russian side, then I'll talk with the English. Okay, let's turn the Gemara. In the back of the Gemara, so we need, this is stuff, why don't you get a Gemara, Michael? Anyway, so it's Tzadi Dalin. Okay, so Tzadi Dalin, okay? All right. Now, everybody have it? You have it, Josh? Okay. Hold up the Gemara. Hold it up so I can see it. Good. Put your finger on the left-hand column. Okay, you see about midway down, see where it says in the hay, it says Barot Sechel Yitaimu. So around 10 lines below there. Okay? Now, let me do a little, make it 6 lines below there. Okay? So he says, Vayahu Me Rabbeinu Tam. You see those words, Josh? You see where it says the bold Barot Sechel Yitaimu? Josh. So count 6 lines below there. In the middle line, you see Rashi Teva by Omer Rabbeinu Tamzal. Okay, everybody with me? You have it, Mayor? And you have it, Michael, right? Or not? You do or don't? Yeah. Okay, and you have it, right? Okay. By Omer Rabbeinu Tamzal, Shalpi Halacha Zu. So Rabbeinu Tam says, based on this halacha, the Hagula Mark will Nidre Baleil Yom HaKippurim. So Rabbeinu Tam says, this is the significance, the importance of Kol Nidre. He says, "Lahat note on the darim shoshana ba'ah, to make a stipulation concerning the darim of the coming year. Shinidur hadam b'kaso, if a person in his anger he utters a neder, that's charata. Like would be he says, yeshachua hatnai, and then he forgets the stipulation that time makes the neder. So yikainu nidarav, uvishil shabi yom kippurim mekaps mekolam vedek beset. Since why do we do? The Gemara says you do it on Rosh Hashanah. So why are we doing it on Yom Kippur? This is on Yom Kippur, everybody comes to the shul. Now, Gula Omer over there in Yom Kippurim, attendance is greater there. He says, "Begam atzim b'sefi yechezkel, the card of Yom Kippurim Rosh Hashanah." In addition to which, there's a pasuk in Yechezkel that refers to Yom Kippurim as Rosh Hashanah. He says, "V'higi Rabbeinu Tam zal b'machzorim." Rabbeinu Tam amended the text of the Kol Nidre in the Machzorim. Yom Kippurim zeh Yom Kippurim haba aleinu. So Rabbeinu Tam says, the correct year should be Yom Kippurim Zeh and Yom Kippurim Haba. From this Yom Kippur to next Yom Kippur. He says, V'lo k'mo she'a k'tupahem Yom Kippurim Shavar, Yom Kippurim Hazeh. And not the way it had been written from last Yom Kippur to this Yom Kippur. So the question is Kol Nidre a type of Hataras Nadarim? Or is the Modah, or it's a type of notification for the future? So Rabbeinu Tam says, the latter. It's a notification for the future. V'ayu mitkavnim, so in other words, the text that Rabbeinu Tam rejects, when you would come last year in Adarim, that people had in mind, the one Hatar Nadarim, who like vacate their Nadarim, Ulay Avru Aleihem, maybe they had transgressed. He says, Ulay Natsel Mina Onish, they want to be saved from the punishment. So he said, that does nothing, because for Hatar Nadarim, I need three Dayanim, who all I have is a chazan up there. Oh, Yachid Mumcha, or one person who's very expert in Hilchot Nedarim, but the chazan is not an expert typically in Hilchot Nedarim. Va'od in a chacham matir neder below charata. In addition to which, a chacham is only matir neder upon a, you know, the submission of charata that the person, you know, explains that he made it, you know, he was emotionally, you know, upset or something. Va'od the kaimalan krapapa the amar perkashalea. In addition to which, you have to specify the neder. If you want hatara, you have to specify the neder. In addition to which, who's going to be matir for the chazan? If kol nidre is hatar nedarim, so who's hatar nedarim for the chazan? So Rabbeinu Tam had a series of questions. He doesn't think that kol nidre is hatar nedarim. It's the rabbis for the future, he goes. The gam yesh lomar, Dindarna udishtabana kolomar mashniya tiblidor ulishavo. He says that the language should be in the future. So it should be dinadarna udishtabana. In other words, that I will make a neder, or that I will make a shua. He says, vegam kulon icharatna bahon. What does it mean I regret? In other words, so if I say it's in the past, I understand. What does it mean in the future regret? He says, kolomar, if I do make a neder in the future, I'm going to be mecharet already, he says. And I'm making tzad, they should batel. Why do we say kol nidre three times, he says? He says, that the Divrei Chachamim are repeated three times, and he talks about a Gemara that's talking about with the Minchara Omer, Minchara Omer, right? The Omer they would offer on Motzei Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. So the Baitusim said it's always on a Sunday. You said it, right? So they prepare the Omer, and because they would say, you know, they would say, is this Magalzu, Kupazu, Kupa, it says, Kupazu, Kupa, Kupazu, Shabbat Zu. He says, now, the way Rav Shaka was saying to me today, he was saying that, where the Tzedukim were like contesting things, so you have to say it three times, but that works better for, like there, they were contesting it, you know, what they thought, Rabbi Omer. And then with Hatar Nadarim, he was saying, so the Mishnah learns in Chagiga, Hatar Nadarim Porchen Ba'avir, Ve'inahem Amashi Smochu, it's largely based on Torah Baal Peh, and Stukim also contested that. So if it's Hatar Nadarim, it's the way three times, but the future thing, not so clear. And then we recite this Pasuk, that you should forgive all Kla Yisrael, Loshi Yitzarich Hatar Kapara. In other words, the other way would be, that we violated his nedarim, but he says no, not bisoleach that we need kapara el shemi dor nedarim b'zu hashana. If he makes nedarim, b'yishkacha b'itol, he forgot that he was b'batel it. Ulufamim shenon nizhar b'nidro. So, and it was like he thinks he made a neder, he forgot that he issued this modah, but as far as he knows, there's a valid neder, and then he violates the neder. That's also an avera, even though, like Halakha Maisa, there is no neder, but he thinks it's an neder, that also counts as an avera. He says, "Vovera alav, afkish kavar bitlo, sirichu kapara." Even though he already was mavatalit, he needs kapara. Kedaminim perik bachit the kedushin, zeh sheyas savur l'achol basar chazir. Let's say, like a person thought he's taking a piece of chazer meat. He says, "Valabi do basar tlet." In other words, he thinks he's eating chazer flesh, and instead he's picking up a piece of kosher lamb. He says, and he eats it, but he thinks he's eating chazer. Sarif slicha. So he requires slicha because he thought he's doing an aveira. So the same thing here. He thinks he's got a valid neder, but violated it. The damas is, he was mevakalit. Ubitul them, enam uil kim le neder atzmo, ushushish bami atzmo. This beetle only holds for neder he makes on his own volition or only with himself involved, or Shua. About neder shakabi roma diro, or Shua shakabi roma shpio, or beitin or a kahal, but a neder that's like imposed on him from somebody else. In other words, somebody like the Kalas Kila says, we want you to take a Shua about this, that, and the other. He says, do you swear X, Y, and Z? And he says, yes. So that's not Mavato, that's Shua. There who's cooked. So, but the Rush says, so that's where Rabbeinu Tam Shita. So the Rush says, I think like the Minak Tadmonim, the Shonkul Nidrim of Kish Nikanal and the Rim Shavru, Alehem Bashan Shavro, that I think is more sensible to the other way, that it's for the previous Nidarim, Umatino Tam to the Simon Onesh, where Matur is so people won't be subject to punishment. That's why he says it three times. That makes sense. Because we can Shavru. And we need kapara because we weren't keeping these nadarim. So what about, you know, you have to have a submission of regret. He says, Aran Sade Shakumi Shabar Nidro, Huminhare, Ni Karuk, Simon Onish. It's like an Aran Sade. We could say that a person has harata, you know, because he violated the nether. Umashik Shadvina Sosha Yoto, Re Kolakal Umrimoto, Ish Ishlavado Balakash. He wants to say there are three people because everybody is saying this. So it's like the mitzari of the people into a person. Everybody's matzir for everybody else. Now you could say the chazan is the halacha that the two people should stand near the chazan, one on each side. You could say that's a person. He says, Bahadim or a papa, Srifa for a neder. Where papa says you have to specify the neder. He says that that's only he's coming, and you have to see maybe it's something that you can have Hataras Nedarim for, but otherwise things will work. But the emphasis is, so this much, you know, I always think I have so much time, and I don't have so much time. So first, that is a din, you asked me as far as the Neder. So what I try to do, so we do this Hataras Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. We do the Hataras Nedarim. So what I try to do, if there are things that I want, you know, for the Hatara, I specify it before. And the halacha is that only one of the Dayanim needs to know what you're specifying. So even if just one Dayan knows what it is, then you're in good shape with that. Now, so this Rabbi Aviam Levinson showed me today that Rabbi Willig, he wrote this different version of Kol Nidre that takes into account that Rav Willig holds, like the Rabbeinu Tam, should just be in the future. But he has a Kol Nidre where the language is adopted to be in the future, and it fits in well. And then he has another one for the past and the future. Okay, now, let me say a few more things, and then if we have any more time, we'll do a little bit more in the Gemara. Now, we went through the Rush, went through Rabbeinu Tam. Now, he says there are two differences regarding the Kol Nidre recital which emerged between the Rush and Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Rush, Kol Nidre should recite in the past tense. You know, Yom Kippur Shavar, Yom Kippurim Hazeh. And in Rabbeinu Tam, Yom Kippur Hazeh, Yom Kippurim Haba. Okay, now, in many congregations, both versions are incorporated. In the article, that's what the article does, the past and the future. He says, then the Mishnah Masechet Shabbat says that you can't do Hatar Nedarim on a Shabbat, unless it involves a necessity for Shabbos. So if you, let's say you made a neder to abstain, or a shua to abstain from eating, so you can have it nullified on Shabbos because that helps you to celebrate Shabbos properly. So the Rush, who views Kol Nidre as sending out to Taras Dharma, says Kol Nidre should be recited before nightfall, which is the way we hold, that we should do Kol Nidre before nightfall on Erev Yom Kippur, whose vows can't be nullified on Shabbos Yantiv. The Korban Natanel remarks that according to Rabbeinu Tam, Kol Nidre could be recited even after nightfall, so it's just a modah. The Ramah writes it's customary to recite Kol Nidre before nightfall. Then the Magen Avraham comments that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, Kol Nidre should be actually recited before nightfall since it resembles Hatarat Nedarim. Now, he quotes the Rivash, who says that according to the letter of the law, it's permitted to recite Kol Nidre after nightfall, even according to the Rush, who is considered a tzorach of Yom Kippur. Since the son of Kol Nidre serves to atone for the violations when past vows, considered Yom Kippur need a day of atonement. He says, explain, so in other words, I could do Hataras Nedarim with Tzorach Yom. So now it's Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur, I want Kapara. So I can't get Kapara. I need for the Kapara, I need the Hataras Nedarim. So it's a Tzorach Yom. Now, I remember Rav Lerner, he gave a Shabbos Shuvah Drasha about this. I think he was quoting from the Rav. The Rav wanted to say that Hatar Sadarim was Tzorech for Yom Kippur, but it was Tzorech for Yom Kippur. It was something like from the Bez and Shemala, like Kadosh Baruch Hu, he issued a judgment. And that to issue a new judgment, he needed like a Hatar Sadarim, not like the simple shot like for us, but for him. Okay, now, let me just see a few other things with this. 1 second with this Hatar Sadarim. Oh, yeah, you're right. Let me do this little piece. Now there's a whole history with Kol Nidre, and when was it adopted, when was it, you know, everything else. So he quotes here in the Morota Daf Yomi that in the Tshuvos of the Gaonim, we see that even in the time of the Gaonim, there was a known minhag to recite Kol Nidre, because we learn it because the Gaonim criticized it. Like Rav Amram Gaon, he says strongly, Shadru Tiftak Doshi Minhag Shudhu Lamar, Kol Nidre. They sent from the yeshiva, there's a minhag shtus, it's like foolish to recite Kol Nidre. And this comes from the fact that the nusach of those days, they were mevakilat from the previous year, and they thought like it had no basis for it, and it causes people to be mezalzel with Dharma Shavuot, to mevakilat. And it's also part, we discussed earlier, he had it also in the Morod, he had the Morod Dakyomi earlier, the time of the Gaonim, they wouldn't be matir nedarim, and they wouldn't even study in the Ani Nedarim, things like that. And he says, Rav Sadi Gon doesn't include Kol Nidre in his Siddur, but he says, Tikkun Rabban on the mark, Kol Nidre. He makes a remark that we're talking to say Kol Nidre. Now, Rabbeinu Tam says in the future, and we have that. Now, he says, he says that the minag to say Kol Nidre only spread among the Ashkenazim, but in the Kiddot Sfard, that it only was adopted towards the days towards the Sofim Rishonim, the end of the Rishonim, beginning with the Gevir Sfarad, after the Spanish Inquisition, or the Spanish, when they the expulsion of Jews from Spain. So then the Sfarim began doing it as well. Now, obviously, because the Jews who had under pressure had adopted Christianity, they wanted to be involved from those things. So he quotes from the Ritz, I assume he means the Ritz Gaius, that Kol Nidre was established by Anshei Knesset of Gola. That would make it much earlier. And then he says that someone approved that Kol Nidre preceded Tukhupat of Gaonim, because we see in this Tukhupat of time, the Zohar mentions three times Kol Nidre. Kol Nidre is mentioned three times in the Zohar. In addition, there's another proof from Piyut by Reb Lazar HaKalir. Reb Lazar HaKalir was an well-known Paitan. There's a whole machloket when he lived. The Bali Tosfot and the Rush take it that he was a Tana, but so others want to say he lived later on. But there's a Piyut that he makes a reference to we think Kol Nidre. He says Nitar Heter Nedarim Shuad Erev Yom Kippur Lekaper, that like there's a Heter Nedarim and Shuad on Erev Yom Kippur Lekaper, but they assume it means like Kol Nidre. So now Rabbi Yaakov and Tina is that there's no Safek that Kol Nidre was established much later. And his raya is that Rav Hai Gaon was among the last of the Gaonim, and he said first the Mala in stature, it means he says he protests and not say Kol Nidre. Says, so if this Takana had been earlier, so the Gaonim would not have undone it. In other words, if it goes back to Anshei Knesset Gdola, the Gaonim wouldn't have tried to undo it. Now it's interesting. All right, 1 second. Okay, so he says most of the kilod Ashkenazi are knowing like Rabbeinu Tam to do from now to the future, but then like the Machzorim have it both past and for future. Okay, now in a number of Machzorim there is a declaration with the Kol Nidre that it doesn't relate to Shvuot Nishmam Lemshelat. That doesn't relate to Shvuot that were administered by the government. He says this occurred beginning in 1852 under the Russians. He says they were Sonei Israel, and they were arguing that with Kol Nidre, the Jews are trying to welch out on their obligations, whatever. And then there was a Meshumet many years, centuries earlier. Rabbi Nukum Paris also made such an argument. So they say that like Kol Nidre doesn't impact those things. All right, let me just run through the last few lines of the Gemara, and then that'll be it. Okay, let me do a few more lines of the Gemara, and that'll be it for tonight. Okay, so Chafimol, Prince Chafimol, Amid Beis. Okay, let's take a look. Now, the Gemara says
Okay, 5 lines from the bottom. Rav Huna bar Chinuna savar the medrashay bepirkei. So Rav Huna bar Chinuna wanted to publicize this in the public shiur that he gave, that you can make this declaration at the beginning of the year, and the gzar won't be chal. So Amarle Rava, so Rava said to him, Tana kamastim lasitume. The Tana tried to obscure this fact. In other words, Rava agreed with the Bais Halacha, but he felt that the Tana, like he wrote it like in the Mishnah, but you can't figure out that that's so clearly what he's saying. He says, Kadeshun Halakal Rosh Ben Adarim. He tried to obscure it so people wouldn't let, you know, behave lightly with the Darim. Like, you know, that was Bakal, and he says, you want to darshan this papyrka? So I don't think you should publicize it. And it's similar to what the Gonim were saying, that they were against Kol Nidre. Now, let me do quickly 2 lines to the bottom. So the question is, are the Chamim of Kulak with the Tana of Blazer Ben Yaakov, this is the person who has the guest. He wants to come to his house, and Blazer Ben Yaakov says it's an example, Nidre Ziruzin, it's nothing. So are they Mechulak with him or not? Maybe to Salom or Pli, and if you're saying they are Mechulak with him, Hilfa Tekavate Olo. So is Allah like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov or not? So Tashma, the Gemara tries to bring a proof, it's done. We learn in the Mishnah, I think this is later on in our Masechta, HaOmer L'Chaveiro, if Reuven says to Shimon, Konam Sheni Neh Neh L'Cha, he's making a neder that he's not going to get any benefit from him. I'atan No Tel Abincha Sheni Neh Neh L'Cha, I'm sorry, you're not going to get any benefit from me. In other words, he wants him not to come for a meal, but he wants him to take a gift, to accept a gift. So he says, if you don't accept this gift, and he says it's for your son, and the Rashi slash the Farish says it's like Derek Kavod, he says it this way. He says, if you don't accept this gift, so the Tana Mishnah says, he can be matir his neder, shlo api chacham, without a chacham, he doesn't need a taras chacham. Shechol amarlo, because Shimon, the intended beneficiary, in other words, so Shimon doesn't accept the gift. So now Reuven has this netter that Shimon can't get benefit from this, but he doesn't like it. So he says, see, to be matched, shechol amarlo, Shimon could say to Reuven, klum amarlo, b'shil kodi. You said this out of kavod for me, you know, as you wanted to do a nice kavod. He says, zehu kodi, but my kavod is I prefer not to get it. He's like, Sonei Matanot Yechiah. So Tama Damar Zeu Kvodi. So the reason that that doesn't get off the ground is Zeu Kvodi. Halav Haki Nederhu. But if that would not be the situation, so in other words, if the other person wouldn't say, this is my Kavod or something like that, so it would be a valid Neder. So Mani, so who does this Mishnah go like? He Reblez Ben Yaakov, Nidrei Zeruzin Abi. Reblez Ben Yaakov is always Nidrei Zeruzin. So here we want to do Sechamim or Mechulak with him. In other words, but for this fact, it was Latif Bodo. So I don't have time. We're running out of time. Sorry, I have to break off. Let me just welcome. Okay, let me go.